But in any event, I was still highly motivated to get out of there. I kept moving forward, went right past the over wing exits, which a lot of people had gone out of under the wings, and but they may have been submerged at that point. Got up to the right forward exit, and you know how they show you on the simulations that if you have to use that exit,
right,
a slide will deploy, and you slide, you take your shoes off, feet first, jump, slide down. Well, the aircraft was so low in the water at that point.
No
that
sliding.
It was not a slide. Yeah. It was a bridge.
Right, just walking across
to the life raft. So I just walked across the that plastic rubber slide and sat down in the life raft. And
at this point, how many other passengers were with you? Were you who else was in the life raft with you at that point?
There must have been about another 20 people in the life raft.
Anybody say anything to you then? Did anybody say, or is there anybody else back there? Or did anybody greet you as you were coming out? Or
no. You know, I think people were concerned about the getting off of the life raft and who was going to come along. And I sat down next to the flight attendant who had been in the rear. She had a pretty bad gash in her left calf. Mm. And then after a while, the one of the ferry boats came alongside, deployed a galvanized metal ladder over the side, and I had moved over to a side of the life raft, which happened to be right where the ferry boat came alongside, and I reached up and I grabbed that galvanized metal ladder to hold the life raft near to the ferry boat. And after just a few seconds, I could feel my hand begin to freeze.
At that point, now the cold is setting in.
And that was the first time that I realized how cold it was, because the water, there was ice in the Hudson River, so the water was near freezing. The air temperature was 20 degrees. And I was soaked from the neck down.
At what point, Jim Hanks, did you realize that everyone had survived this, and kind of get a full breath of the story of this? When did all this hit?
Well, not until later, after they had accounted for all the passengers. But I actually felt pretty optimistic about that, because I knew I was the last person off the aircraft, and I didn't see anyone else on the aircraft. I certainly didn't see any bodies or anything like that. So I was pretty optimistic that if I had made it, everybody had made it. And in fact, that's what turned out to be the case.
What as you look back on today, Jim Hanks, what has this done to you? What has this done to you as looking at your life moving forward?
Well, contrary to the impact that it may have had on some other people, I don't think it's really had, in all honesty, a tremendous impact on me. I loved my wife and my daughter as much as I think anyone can love any two people before this incident, and I still do. My friends and my colleagues are as important to me before
as they are now.
So I don't think it's really had a big impact on me. I've never dreamed about this. I've certainly never had nightmares about it. I think about it, but you know, all of us think about things that have happened in their past.
Well, I appreciate you, Jim Hanks, sharing this with us, because we just had a view of what it was like on this miracle on the Hudson.